The Poisoned Wellspring, Understanding Hutu Power Ideology and the Rwandan Genocide. The year is 1994. In the heart of Africa, a nation of breathtaking beauty, Rwanda, becomes the stage for one of the most horrific events of the 20th century, the Rwandan Genocide. Over approximately 100 days, an estimated 800,000 people, overwhelmingly Tutsis, but also moderate Hutus, were systematically slaughtered. The speed, brutality, and sheer scale of the violence were staggering. But beneath the visceral horror lay a deeply ingrained and virulent ideology, a poison that had been festering for decades, ultimately fueling the inferno, Hutu power. Hutu power was not a spontaneous eruption of anger. It was a carefully cultivated narrative, a nationalist ideology that sought to define Rwandan identity by its antithesis, the Tutsi minority. To understand its terrifying efficacy, we must delve into the historical context and the cultural fabric of Rwanda. A kingdom divided, colonial legacies and ethnic fictions. For centuries, Rwandan society was structured around a complex system of social and economic relationships. While distinctions existed between the Hutu majority and the Tutsi minority, these were often fluid and based on wealth, land ownership, and occupation, rather than immutable racial categories. Tutsis were often cattle herders and held positions of authority, while Hutus were primarily agriculturalists. Intermarriage and social mobility were not uncommon. Everything changed with the arrival of European colonial powers, first Germany and then Belgium. The colonial administration, eager to impose its own rigid racial theories onto Rwandan society, seized upon the existing distinctions and codified them into a rigid ethnic hierarchy. The Tutsis, with their perceived